You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys.
Holy shit. Do we have some stuff to talk about?
Woo! Yes, ma'am.
Well, first of all, welcome to episode 2.
Yay!
Of your new favorite podcast.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. So we had to launch a little bit earlier than anticipated, right?
Yeah. Yep.
A little bit of a fun Sunday morning frenzy.
Yes.
Good thing I wasn't tipsy at brunch.
Were you really?
No, I said good thing I wasn't.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious.
No, I needed a clear mind.
Oh, true. I was driving to work.
I did have a celebratory drink after all of the craziness.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. But you had to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
where do we start?
Yeah.
Honestly,
I was sitting on my couch with wet hair. I had just gotten out of the shower and I got a text from Spencer saying, "Oh my God, did you guys read the DMs?" And
911.
And this follower is saying, "Oh, have you guys seen this thread on Reddit? I people are guessing who you are." And we're like, "No, nobody could guess. No, there's no way." And so we go to read it, not thinking it's going to be anything. And yeah,
it was
apparently we weren't as stealthy.
No, I'm sorry. We were stealthy, but there are some fucking psychos that have way too much time on their hands.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to know what some of them said? So, okay. So just for background, again, if this is your first time listening, the Instagram account was always anonymous, basic Insta bloggers. It just started out as a collage account, you know, just poking fun at all the same things that bloggers do and that make them basic and all that. And then it was always supposed to be that way. And then we had the idea of creating a podcast sort of to go along with it and did a poll, and all the followers were like, "Yes, we would love that. We would listen to that." So we had the whole thing planned out and we were going to launch it on a certain day because all of the podcast apps, iTunes, everyone has to approve it before it can be live or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we were very proactive.
So
I will
we did
say
hints.
That.
Yeah. We did hints leading up to it. And we may have started a little early because we got excited, but we wanted to make it into a fun thing.
Esther.
I just want to launch now. I just want to do it today. But there's a lot of work that went into the back end, and we did a good job. We had all of our imaging done. We had photos done.
But I mean, thank God we had that stuff done.
Yes. So we thought it would be fun to give hints because originally it was just me who was running the account. And then obviously Spencer and Wendy came on. So we were giving little clues. Like each of us would do a different story. We were kind of just spamming the account.
Do not story and drive.
Oh my, you asshole.
Gosh.
People literally were calling her an asshole.
Wait, but out of everything that people are mad about, they're most mad about Wendy driving and stories.
Yes.
Okay, but let me just defend myself. I was on a straightaway. I think I was going like 40 miles an hour, and I'm very familiar with roads. I will not snap and drive or whatever, story and drive because, you know.
Some people though were very nice about it. Like
they
really were. But anyway, so we were all like, "Oh, these clues, like we'll do something fun leading up to revealing our identities and then announcing the podcast." And so we're on the Reddit thread and the first thing is showing like this person says throwing out a guess for the identity. And then my name Esther So Extra comes up and they're talking about how they saw my tattoo in one post and then a tattoo, same looking tattoo on my Instagram. They put that together. Then my name starting with an E and then the E initial on my coffee cup. Like these people don't miss anything.
But they like, think about how many followers they had to sift through.
I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
There's a lot of followers on that account.
They recognize my dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rocco is.
Then they recognize the kitchen counters.
That's what I was saying.
And
yes.
They posted a picture of the kitchen counters.
Did they really?
I missed that. Yes. Yeah. And then one person's like, "Oh, I love a good mystery." So I took a look. And then they found Wendy and Spencer through, I guess, my account. Obviously, they were scrolling through all the followers.
Right.
And then they said Spencer is a false account. So apparently all of our personal accounts are false.
No,
because they were saying, yeah, like with my account, that it was a more established account.
Yes, yeah.
But it wasn't, it's not like it's loaded up with photos of myself. There's a few here or there. Right.
Yeah. Well, because for me, I had my long standing Instagram account that I have a lot of family and friends on.
Right.
Years worth of pictures. People who don't want to be, want people to see them, see tags, anything like that. They would prefer to be kept private. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, I started the new public account,
right,
you know, so that I could, you know, control what I put on there. But anyway, what else did they?
They said that my account obviously was the public one that was I trying to be an influencer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, hello, I think I still have 13 followers, but maybe when this thing airs, I'd like to know it. I'll get a couple more. But
you're for sure going up.
They somehow like found out that we were all from North Carolina.
Right.
So very
They noticed
random.
That you and I started our accounts the same day. Mm-hmm. They said that, you know, Esther and Wendy started the same day.
Right.
And like all these, I mean, who has that much time?
I don't know, but don't forget, we're hypocrites because we have
that's
the same aesthetics as the women that we mock.
Right.
Which honestly, if you're saying that we're like hypocrites or haters or anything, you're completely missing the entire point of the Instagram, the podcast, our Instagrams,
our
us
hashtag,
in general.
Embrace the basics.
Yes.
We are embracing it. We want those girls to also.
Yes.
Yeah, and I would just like to say, who wouldn't want to make money being an influencer?
Absolutely. I know.
Since when is that a bad thing? We're not saying it's a bad thing. It's a great thing. Who doesn't want to get paid to shill shit?
Yeah. Like, I would.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'm not
My
trying to do
would
that.
Want me to.
Yeah.
Right?
For me, it's not about the followers or anything like that. And that's totally cool if for some people it is, 100%. But, I mean, I don't know.
This whole thing started as a way to be funny,
mm-hmm.
one, right? It's satirical. It's supposed to be lighthearted. And
it is.
If you have a sense of humor, if you don't take yourself so seriously, if you're somebody who can receive criticism that is
humorous
and not block every single person that just has something funny to say about it.
I mean, who Celeste Barber is? She's got millions of followers literally copying poses of celebrities and models.
Oh, yes, her.
And making fun of the crazy poses that they do. And it's hilarious. Hello, has anyone ever watched a celebrity roast, SNL?
You know what I think the difference is?
They don't laugh at themselves.
These are celebrities. These are people who knew choosing limelight, that they were going to have a thick skin. And I think that a lot of our bibs, which is what we call our basic Insta bloggers, mm-hmm. a lot of our bibs don't have that thick skin, didn't prepare to
didn't realize what came with it.
But you're putting yourself out there for anyone. Like literally, if someone were to go on my Instagram and make collages making fun of me, okay, fine.
I'm flattered.
Because I put my pictures out in the world.
Yes.
If you want to post something and you think my hair is ugly or my outfit is weird,
hold on, girl,
or my kitchen counter, Wendy does my hair. So please don't say anything about my hair. But, you know, like I'm putting myself out there. Someone probably is going to think that I have the most annoying voice in the entire world. Trust me, so do I. I will join the Esther's Annoying Voice fan club. Yeah. I'll be the first member.
But the collages are not, they're also not of
malicious nature. They're
it's not
mean.
We're not
making
saying
fun
like
of somebody.
Yeah. Someone's weight is problematic or, you know, you don't like the way somebody's nose looks.
Yes.
It's not like that. It's you see somebody who's posting the same pose over and over and over, or you look at 15 different accounts
mm-hmm.
and they're all shilling the same product mm-hmm. in the exact same way with the exact same caption. Those
who
are the things that we're
that?
Calling out.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, they got to where they were with tons of followers because they were different at some point along the way.
Yes, exactly.
I chose to follow certain ones over others because I could relate to their style. Mm-hmm. I love what they were finding. They were finding unique things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I can't just find that anywhere. If I could find it anywhere, we don't need to follow those people.
Totally. Right? And like the people that we were talking about on the last episode that are our favorite influencers, they're still doing unique things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we like them. That's why they are our favorites. You were talking about somebody else that you really liked that
yes.
does
Maddie
things
Nelson.
Originally.
I cannot believe
Maddie
I forgot
Nelson.
To forget. Like I mentioned Maddie Nelson. She's awesome. Love her.
She's new to me, but I just quickly looked at her feet a little bit before the show, and she's so cute.
She is so
oh my God.
Stinking
she's beautiful.
Cute. She's beautiful. And you know what? Like I said earlier, she literally is so real. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant with a little girl. She has a little boy.
Yep, I saw
she
her had little boy. He's
yep,
so cute.
She had her little boy a little bit before I did, and I started following her, I guess, right after she got married, because she got pregnant pretty quickly also, and so did I. And so I just followed her. I love her family. I mean, she's another one. And she has Shop Tallulah. So she does like these live sales like through her online boutique, and it's really taken off. And I always set my alarm and buy stuff. So I'm waiting on a Shop Tallulah package right now, actually.
I love it.
Yeah.
How long have you been following her?
Probably about a year and a half now. I mean, okay. She's from North Carolina too. She's from Charlotte, but she moved to Texas. With her husband, and then her family just moved out there.
So many North sound like Carolina a stalker. Influencers.
There really are, but I sound like a stalker. So.
Well,
so
like,
anyway.
Call it like you see it.
That's right.
Yeah, we got a little off track.
Yeah,
that's
as
fine.
Usual.
That's what we do. We're learning.
But yeah, so because we people found out who we were, we just sort of said, okay, you know what? I mean, we could either just let this get around everywhere, or we can sort of get ahead of it and be like, yep, this is who we are, this is what we're doing.
Mind you, we were all freaking out in a group message yesterday. My heart's
I'm
racing.
Shaking.
I'm shaking.
We're
me
like,
too.
This was not our plan. What do we do? And so then we were like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Yep.
And we did.
So we did.
We got that shit up.
And yeah. We lost, you really know what?
We lost a lot of followers.
We lost a lot of followers. And on the
hundred.
Reddit post, was like, they've lost 50 followers. Actually, it's like 220 something.
I think it's over 300 now.
Oh, okay.
But the funny thing was, they've lost 50 followers today already. Guess the tiny bit of internet fame went to their heads.
Right. Oh yeah, my head is okay. Swollen.
The internet fame from an anonymous account.
You're exactly.
We didn't have internet fame
exactly.
yet. Like, but okay, right? Thanks.
And like, I mean, not to shit on the account, but we're talking about, we had like what? Just shy of 2,700 followers.
Right. A little droplet of an amount.
We're not talking a huge account.
No.
We're not. This was our very first Reddit thread. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
and
Reddit.
And I just signed up for Reddit, by the way. And like an idiot, I did.
Did you use your real name?
Yeah, I did. Wendy B. and
you guys.
I know.
Come on.
Can you not change it? I tried today and it wouldn't let me.
It. Nope. You got to get a new Reddit.
But you can sign up for, oh my gosh. They got me. They got them.
Well, you know what? We'll be making new ones and we'll be lurking.
But it was funny because then someone posted in that same thread, they changed their name from Bib, which was Basic Instabloggers, to their stupid podcast.
Thanks for listening to
yep, exactly.
And a lot of comments on our Instagram page were I unfollowed them on the Reddit thread. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the girls were like,
bye, bitch.
Really? This is what you guys were hiding
and
revealing.
They were saying something like, this is just all press to introduce their new podcast. No. It did not start. It literally was never supposed to be a podcast. Just like Basic Instabloggers was never even supposed to be an Instagram page. It literally just happened. Like, in conversation.
It was born.
Yeah.
Because people
just kind of took on a life
it.
Of its own.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's not give the haters any more attention.
That's right.
Yes.
If you unfollowed, go fuck yourself.
Mom, that's Spencer again.
Just kidding. You know what? Give us a second chance. Listen to the podcast. If you don't, I don't really fucking care. So.
I'm sure some people unfollow because they're, honestly, if we honestly changed the name so fast with no warning, so some people probably
didn't
were scrolling through
what it was.
And
they're
like, what the hell is this? I never followed this. Unfollow. Or or they think that we're going to take away the collages or whatever. I was talking to Nick about it last night, and we were kind of comparing it to like apples and, I don't know, grapefruit. Like, people are so used to coming and buying apples from us, right? That's all we've been selling is apples. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, but here we're going to sell grapefruit too. And they're like, we don't want your stupid grapefruit.
But we're not. We're selling fruit salad.
Exactly. We're not taking the apples away. We're keeping the apples.
Glass half full.
I
like it.
Yeah. Like, we're giving you more. So cool. If the podcast isn't your thing, I mean,
it's still going to have the collages.
Oh, you're going to get your collages. Oh, yeah.
But we have so much more to give.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move
Listen,
on and talk about
if you're
about
listening,
the good stuff, baby.
Thank you. If you kept following us, thank
yes.
you. You're going to thank us later for the content. You're welcome.
Because a lot of you are going to give us the content, and you already have. So thank you.
All right. So let's get to the dirt, the gossip, all
the
stuff
what
that we,
you didn't miss.
Yes. all the stuff we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
All right. So let's talk about dupes versus knockoffs.
Hmm. Okay.
Establishing who the difference, first of all.
I know. Everyone's like,
Establishing the difference between a dupe and a knockoff, I think, is important before you even have the conversation. So a dupe is something that's imitated off of a design.
Inspired by.
Right. There shouldn't be any kind of logo or identifying marker of the designer on it. Mm-hmm. Right. Whereas a knockoff is totally opposite. A knockoff is like, you know, your cheap Canal Street bag.
When we always used to go into the basements on Canal Street, and I don't know how we ever came out alive, but I had a cute turquoise and white striped Dolce & Gabbana purse.
You know what? I had the multicolor Speedy like Jessica Simpson circa 2006 with Nick Lachey.
Oh my God.
Loved it. Used it. Fell apart. Doesn't matter.
When I first moved to New York, I was all about the knockoffs. Yeah. And I would go on Canal Street, and you know, you'd have some guy on the corner, and he'd be like, oh, yeah.
Louis. Get into my van.
But how Louis did they learn
Gucci, whatever. They, you know, they have this like chant on the corner.
They like, say it like one of those
you're walking
auctioneers.
By. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. walking by and they're like whispering in your ear, sweet nothings. Gucci, Prada, Fendi.
Yes.
And so then you're like, yeah, Fendi? Uh-huh.
Why did we think that was like, normal back then?
Follow me as they open the door and you walk down
and then
the
we just go
hallway.
In.
Or they have like the sheet that it was like mind-blowing. They pop it out and they're like... Yeah. Right when someone like a cop or something walks through,
or they don't let you leave that back room because they're checking and they see a cop, so you have to stay in the back room for a few minutes so the cop why did we think that was okay?
But we
can you imagine? I mean, I just can't imagine.
And then we would haggle with
older and wiser.
Heck no,
because the purse would be like $50. We would, but no, we can't pay $50.
Would you do $49.99?
Yeah. 2 for $30. I don't know.
Bartered. You didn't barter?
No, I did barter. I wasn't very good at it, but
not barter. Barter is the wrong word.
Haggle?
Negotiate.
Haggle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like $50, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm not paying $30.
$35.
Lowballing.
I bartered. Here, take my old Walmart purse for your knockoff.
Oh my God, well, so funny.
So do you? Are you for them or no?
Okay, no. I am not for a knockoff. I am for a dupe. But can I tell you something?
What?
Today in the blogger world, dupe and knockoff are synonymous. Mm-hmm. They are. They you will never hear an influencer say, "Oh, look at this knockoff." It's always dupe.
Well, one, it's illegal to have a knockoff. It's illegal to buy them. It's illegal
even
to make them. I'm pretty sure it's illegal to buy them, right?
So on the Like to Know, are they linking the actual real product?
No. Okay. Katie Roach is one of the hugest proponents for dupes. She literally she talks about how they are exact replicas.
She gets the wallet off Amazon, mm-hmm. Louis Vuitton Damier print. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
No, for
she gets
a while
it
there, she was partnering with that Daisy.
Yes!
Daisy.
Yes,
something.
Yes.
And it was the it wasn't the monogram, it was the brown pattern, but it didn't actually have the LV on it. It was just the brown checker pattern.
Well, it was
pattern.
The Damier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Damier pattern.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so
Damier.
That's
I'm not that cool.
I hope I'm saying it right because you know somebody's going to say
it's not the way you say it.
Don't worry. Somebody will correct you.
Well, I have two real Damier bags. Mm-hmm. So, Damier lots.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so
and she
basic.
Said, like, but I've clicked on them before. They're like $100 or $200 right. or something like that.
Call me crazy, but if I'm going to spend a couple $100 on a bag, I almost just want to, you know, hold
save
on to that cash
thing.
And save
guys,
and get the real thing.
Here's the thing. Like, I would... I think the thing that people like is that they don't have to spend the thousands of dollars, but they can still get what looks like. But I would be embarrassed just knowing that I was carrying around a fake bag. Like, I wouldn't, like, not that I flaunt my Neverfull or anything.
No.
Like, I bought it for a specific reason, not just to be like,
but see, that's the good thing is, like, my Neverfull is from when my business personally hit a certain amount and I bought that for myself.
Yeah.
My Speedy came from Mike because I wanted a Speedy for so long. Hello, I bought the, you know, knockoff fake one.
Yeah.
And I never would spend that money on myself. So he got it for me for Christmas one year and it was the year we got engaged. So he told me, he's like, you're never going to have another Christmas like this again. So enjoy it while you can. But I look at those bags and I see that and I'm like, that is, you know, it means something to me.
Yeah.
Do I go out and buy a new Louis Vuitton all the time? I don't. But I did get the vintage gosh, what is it? The vintage boho bags. Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen that?
Yes, with all they're the, so cute. The ones with the fringe?
Yes. I love those. And she did a flash sale like a month and a half ago.
Holly Woodward carries those, I think. And they're really cute on her.
Yes. A lot of the girls do. Mm-hmm. And they're so cute. So I bought one. Actually, I bought two because one had black fringe and one had blonde. And I didn't realize. Cute. No, I returned the black one.
Oh, okay.
it was not cute.
No.
It actually was not cute. But I bought that one. But you know, I mean, other than that, I'm like, do I really just want to go buy a bag all the time? I don't.
If I could, I would. I'm not going to lie. Like, there is nothing wrong with just buying bags for the sake of buying them. Like, I have a friend, like, she loves designer bags. It's like her one thing, and she saves up for
them.
And
you get addicted to
it's me. And you do. That's my splurge.
No, but she like plans it and thinks about it. And like, one time she went to Paris and she was like, I've been saving up for this bag that
and
I really
want. And it's cheaper there.
Yeah. And it was,
but then you come back and pay taxes on that. But it's so weird.
It was an experience for her. Like, she went to Chanel in Paris whatever store she went to, but you know, and that's some people's shoes are some people's things. So there could be a special reason for having it or not. Doesn't really matter to me. But
my thing is with the dupes, why are you buying it? Why are you buying?
Because they want to have the label.
Appearances? Yes, exactly. I mean, I get it, but who gives a shit? I don't give a shit what bag you're carrying. If I see somebody walking down the street, I'm not like, ooh, what bag does she have?
I think
I don't care. Unless it's on my arm, I don't care.
But there are some people who do care though.
Yeah.
And
what is it? A name brand whore? What's it called?
Label whore.
Label whore.
But here's the thing. But those people are label whores for themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
They're I think the people who do buy the actual designer bags actually know and care about the designers that like they know about the history of you'll have your favorite Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada, whatever. They're not just buying it to show it off.
Well, I don't know. The Gucci belt thing, I'm not going to lie. I would be okay with a knockoff Gucci belt because I think it's a statement. Like, my Louis Vuittons will be around forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I really do feel like it's an investment, and Mike doesn't understand that, but whatever. I'm like, you buy fishing rods.
Nick does not understand it either.
But I mean, for me, like, I'm going to have those. My Neverfull is a classic. My Speedy is a classic. And then obviously the crossbody that I got. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to have those. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to have them. The Gucci belt thing, like, who knows? Remember when Guess was a thing? And like, had G's on everything?
Oh, yes. My God. Or Coach.
Yes. Oh my gracious, Coach.
I remember when I got my first Coach wristlet. Oh, I thought I was the shit.
Yeah. Wait, how old were you though?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I was in my 20s.
So was I.
No. So was I. Oh no, I was in middle school.
My brother's, one of his ex-girlfriends gave me a wristlet and I was like, wow, she really likes me and carried it around. I still have it actually.
To touch on the belt, like for me, so I think, obviously, when you think of dupe versus knockoff, the first thing you think about is bags.
Yeah.
Because I think that's most commonly sold and discussed. But I don't have a problem. And, you know, sorry to anybody who disagrees, but I don't have a problem with the knockoff apparel.
Right.
Designer apparel.
Like clothing or jewelry? Because, I don't know what would be knockoff apparel.
More apparel. Like
The Tiffany charm bracelets. Do you remember the fake Tiffany's charm bracelets that had the big heart on them?
No.
Elle Woods. You don't remember that? Legally Blonde, she wore the big...
I had the real one.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
No, but you know how everyone's wearing the David Yurman dupes?
Yes.
But they're exact replicas.
Yes.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. This is the reason why I have an issue with it. If I was a designer and I created my company and had this unique product or whatever it was, and I spent all that time and money and effort, and then it became big and I made money off of it, that's awesome. And then people are going and cheapening it.
Yeah.
Look at Michael Kors. It used to be considered a high-end brand. Mm-hmm. And now I'll never have a Michael Kors just because everyone has one. I don't think they're that great quality. They have Michael Kors outlet stores.
I love the bags that I have from Michael Kors, and I'll still carry them. I like them, but I'm not going in the store to buy new ones. But see, like the David Yurman bracelets, I would for sure buy a knockoff. I don't care about those.
I have real and I have fake, and you cannot tell a difference besides the finish that it is. I mix and match them. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the belt, but bags I'm weird about, because for me personally, it would drive me crazy knowing that I was carrying a fake bag. But see, same thing with letting me win. Don't ever let me win. Like, I want to win because I won.
Yeah.
You know?
But like, for me, it would bother me that I have like the fake jewelry, because like, they're, oh, where did you get your... your brace,
Amazon. David Furman.
David Furman.
Wait, who? So, okay. Who do we think? We already know we've talked about Katie Roach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else do we think is
Laura
the
Beverly.
Most guilty Laura with the knockoffs? The most
guilty? I don't know.
I think Laura Beverly was the one that I bought through the dupe. I think I got the Yerman bracelet dupes from her.
I will say this. At least they, because Laura Beverly is the perfect example. I stopped following her like back in the day because she was just posting. She would always post like such expensive stuff.
Right.
And that wasn't relatable to me. And now she posts the expensive with the affordable. Exactly. Which I will give them credit for doing that.
See,
and
I love being like, that.
Yeah, I'll totally wear something from Amazon, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's cool.
I love that too, because I think if you're going to do something like that, at least mix it. If you are going to have, you know, bracelets, kind of mix and mingle them, because it just looks better. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, although they kind of do stand out, but it's fine.
But do you think David Yerman hates it?
That probably.
His stuff is on Amazon? Of course he hates it.
He probably, but you know what? Does he really?
No, I mean, because really? He's sitting because in his rich castle being rich.
And like, that's a nod to you. People want to do that. Like, it's a form of flattery, right? Copying.
Yeah.
My parents, well, at least my parents told me that growing up.
Yeah.
When I complained. So-and-so copy me. It's a form of flattery. I'm like, it's annoying.
Speaking of Laura Beverly.
Yeah.
Sorry, did anyone else want
to
talk about a dupe?
No.
Her never-ending
renovation. Yes, girl. Her closet looks phenomenal.
Yes.
But we don't need to see it every day yet.
Here's my thing. Are they living in the house?
They are now. They are now. At first, they were staying at her parents' house. Right. Her parents were out of town, and they parked their moving truck in their driveway. And then their bedroom and bathroom got done. Wendy's face. Their bedroom and bathroom got done, and now they're living in the house.
But then why are all her stories still of her empty closet?
Right. Oh, because there's so much dust in the house and she doesn't want to put everything in her closet and then have to get like dust and stuff on it. I don't even know.
I do get that. Right. That's champagne my little problems. Violin. That is champagne problems. I do not hate Laura Beverly.
Me neither. I like her now too.
I think she's super cute. I love her style. Mm-hmm. I just do. And I like what they're doing in the house. Like I love renovations and like all that.
The house is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
But I agree.
When it's done.
Just stop showing the inside of the closet 19,000 times because it's going to look beautiful and it is beautiful. Show us something else or just wait till it's finished because I want to see the finished product at this point.
The thing that I do like though, I will say, is that she is really engaging her followers and a lot of them might be going through renovations too. And she's honestly like with the tile in her laundry room or the this here, she's all she like this or that.
You're right.
So I think it's kind of cool. I think I don't think she's trying to show it off at all, but she's is trying to involve her followers.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I think
that's the point
really
of being an influencer.
Cool. Hey, I have voted on those.
Me too.
Did you see the gift basket that somebody gave her? It was like Starbucks cups that says like renovation something.
Yes, really but did cute. You see where who they were from?
No.
Going back to dupes. They weren't
Lauren
by
McKenzie.
Deckles. No, they weren't.
I know. What? See, I don't know if she's the one that I know of. I don't know if she's like the OG Starbucks cup. I think she is.
Yeah.
But well, it was another
she likes
brand.
McDonald's too.
So.
Wait, what?
I said the person that she got the basket from had less than 1,000 followers.
Oh, really?
So definitely not the original. But they look just like the...
They do.
What the fuck is her name?
It's Lauren McKenzie Deckles.
Yeah.
Lauren McKenzie Lauren. I fucked it up last time. I was like, McKenzie Lauren.
Wait, babe. I don't think it's Deckles.
Decal?
Yeah, like decals. Okay. Like it's decals on the cups.
So I just realized the first episode, I was like, McKenzie Lauren Deckel. McKenzie Lauren Deckel.
You said it 75
times. I did. So not only was I pronouncing her name wrong, I was saying Deckel instead of decal.
So just her initials.
So, no, but I'm just going to keep saying Deckel, okay? And we're just going to pretend, and you can just pat me on my little blonde head.
We know what you mean.
We can edit this out.
It's fine.
We can just edit it out. I never corrected her.
Like we would ever do that.
Decal. There. Do I sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You sounded like you knew what you're talking about.
Do I sound like I'm educated?
No, you're good, girl.
Deckles. Create this
Mrs.
thing where
like, Deckles.
All these people are going to start saying Deckle.
Funny. Sorry. Wow. We tangent.
whatever. It's fine. But I do love Laura Beverlyn. Like,
yeah, I like her now.
But the closet is, you know.
She used to, I stopped following her, I'm not going to lie, because she used to talk in that baby voice that drove me insane. Yeah. And now I feel like she's more normal. And can we just talk about Marky?
Hi, Marky. Is he not the most patient?
He is.
Precious little angel to her.
He really is.
Because my husband would shut me down.
I know. Like, but he, I think he like legit adores her. He stares 100%. At her all the, like just stares. 100%. I don't know. I sometimes get a little uncomfortable.
Do you wish everyone looked at, like everyone's spouse should look at you the way like Marky looks at her. Sorry. I was processing that in my head. I didn't want to misquote this episode.
And his name is actually, fun fact, actually Marky.
Mark?
Oh. No. His name on his birth certificate is Marky.
How do you know?
Because she said it in a story one time. I secretly, I know them. Well, I looked it up.
I don't care for that much.
His name?
No offense to Marky. I just don't like when
you
parents
gotta be able to
put
grow
like
into
nicknames.
It. Right.
So, I mean, Lord help me if she ever listens to this. But I used to have a girl who worked for me and she had a kid and she named the kid Eddie.
Right.
Okay.
It should be Edward.
Eddie. Like that.
Why?
Was the
What's
name
wrong of, with that? I like that name.
Just it's a Eddie? Nickname.
It's a nickname. It's short for Edward.
You could be Eddie.
No.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
Babies aren't born Eddie. And they're not born Craig, and they're not born like grown-up names. You don't have
Wait,
a little
what
baby.
Is Craig short for?
Nothing. I'm saying that's a grown-up name for a baby. Wait, hey, like, when you're having a kid, you have to really think this through.
Rupert.
Yes.
Do you know how many years I grew up hating my name?
Same.
Nobody had the name Esther. Only like Asians or old grandmas. Literally.
Me
Esther's
too.
A very common Asian name.
Same. Wendy.
So I went through this phase and I told these new neighbors moved in like around the corner down the street from us. And they had two little daughters my age and they had a trampoline in their backyard. So obviously I wanted to become friends with them so I could jump on their trampoline. So I went through this phase where my favorite name in the world was Amy. And I told them that my name was Amy.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember it was a Wednesday night. I went over there and it was like, hey, Amy, like, well, let's jump on the trampoline. I didn't tell my mom where I was going. She had no idea. She finally like figured it out. It was just around the corner. She comes into the backyard and she's like, Esther, come here. Right.
You're it's Amy.
And they all everyone stopped jumping and they all got silent and looked at me and they're like, we thought your name was Amy. And I literally jumped off the trampoline and ran home and never said another word. Like ever.
Life you can't over. Lie about your name.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know what? I hated my name too. And same thing. It's popular with the Asian mm-hmm. population or however that would be said. But I begged my mom and I wrote in my diary that I wanted to be named Kelly Kapowski, but I put Kelly Kapoki.
Oh
and
God.
My aunt read it and embarrassed the crap out of me. She's like, when I grew up, I want my name to be Kelly Kapoki. Who's Kelly Kapoki?
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
You know what I meant. I'm going to be Zach's girlfriend. But I hated Wendy. It's terrible.
Too
Why
bad
are we
kids
talking
just
about names?
Can't like pick their own names when they're born. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent.
We are going off on a tangent. Well, okay. Anyway, reeling it back in.
Spencer, what is your what you didn't miss this? What is your snark this week?
Man. Okay. So I love Dee Dee. I actually really like her.
What?
I know.
Spencer. Excuse me.
Unpopular opinion. So for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about Dress Up Buttercup. Ran by Dee Dee. How do you say your last name?
Don't ask Esther.
It's Rat. Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. Dee Dee Deckel.
I looked at the wrong
Deckel.
Girl.
Dee Dee Deckel.
Deckel.
Anyways, so.
I think it's just Rad. I think it's Rad.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I like her. I like her aesthetic. I think she seems like a sweet girl. You know, I think she's super pregnant right now. I don't even know how many weeks along she is, but.
Doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah. I like that she features her swollen ankles. Like, I don't know.
She's real.
She's real. I kind of like her. I mean, she's got her annoying qualities, but don't we all?
I think she's a dumb blonde in a brunette's body.
Rough.
But I'm allowed to say that because I'm blonde and I cannot pronounce words. I can't. So I'm allowed
Me
to say
either,
that.
Me either, obviously.
Obviously, I'm ditzy.
No, but
own
so
it, baby.
The one thing that I can't stand is the fake tan.
Oh my God, the okay, orange.
The it is so,
it's so orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
Like Cheeto dust. Orange. I'm going to start calling her Cheeto Queen. Like, it's so orange. And then last night, I was looking through her stories and she's like, she holds up her hand and there is this big ass splotch on her hand. And it's like her tan, she had just done it.
Obviously.
The tan was uneven on her face because she, you know, she hops on before she puts her makeup on, which I commend. Props I love her. That. Yeah. I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful without makeup.
Yes. She doesn't need to.
I wish
do
she
all the
would
other.
Wear less.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's gorgeous. To she me, almost I looks think like, she yeah. is absolutely beautiful.
She is like.
She looks terrible the way she does her makeup.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of like the dark lip liner and then like the Hollywood frost on top of it.
Super,
no.
super light underneath the eyes. Like when she caught her hair a little shorter and went a little blonder, she just looked like fresh and clean. Mm-hmm. She looks dirty. Okay, I'm not being mean. I'm saying like, you know, dirt, like orange, brown, like her face just looks dirty.
Wait, so, okay. The I'm way sorry, she does her makeup. I love you. Please don't hate me. I had to screenshot your story to show.
Oh my so God, bad. It's so bad.
It looks like she went into a spray paint or a spray tanning booth with a watch on her hand.
It looks like she has vitiligo.
It does look like that.
I don't. Okay. Thanks. One time, like.
You did
I don't
not have vitiligo.
No, I don't. But my spray tan always fades on my hands and feet the fastest.
Yeah. Of course.
I was on vacation.
We all know this.
A couple months ago. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go through the whole like taking out my mitt, applying my spray. So I'll take my tanning face drops and put them in lotion and put them on my hands.
That's a really good idea.
No, Paradise?
Not a good idea. No, I use the knockoff ones from Ulta, the $10 ones.
I have yet to try them, but I'm excited.
Was orange. It was my nail beds were bright orange.
Perfect.
Maybe I'm not excited to try.
Do not swipe up.
I posted a picture on my stories. It was so bad, but I mean, all I could do was laugh.
Well, the Isle of Paradise, I just got on those drops.
Do you like them?
Oh, they are so good. I have the medium in the green bottle. I got them in a like a trial pack and something when I ordered some stuff from Sephora. I love it. Now, sometimes I go overboard.
We should save those for our swipe up moment.
We should order them.
We should test
them. They were sold out everywhere.
I did post it on my Like to Know It. So really? If you guys need it, just go ahead over.
I don't think I follow you there. I think I should be your 14th follower.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
14 Wendy, and 15, baby. You're moving up in the world.
Oh my
don't let it go to your head, Wendy.
You guys, I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to stay humble.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's too much. And I find that it's a trend with a lot of them.
It is.
Yeah. The tanner is out.
Lauren K. Sims is another one. She's legit orange. And it literally looks, because here's the thing. Not only do they do the self-tanner, but then they do the presets and the filters.
That was going to be my next
point.
And
it makes them look like they have dirt smeared on their face.
Yeah. But that's, you know, like when people first start contouring.
Absolutely.
And it just looks like they got shit smudged.
Me. I am not good at contouring.
Okay, no, it is not. Your makeup does not look bad. You do a good job. But it just needs to be toned down.
Well,
because
like you said,
these
they're
women
beautiful.
Are so pretty.
They are. Agreed. But I honestly think too, like they just genuinely have fun doing their makeup. And they
Who
love
doesn't?
Beauty and all that. So, I mean, some of them just need to be taught.
Agreed, but some
Not
of them don't
me.
Need to use every product
me.
That they love.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like
that's true.
It's okay to use it. Maybe in the winter, go a little heavier on your highlighter under your eyes or whatever. But you know, like you said, they're really pretty. They don't need all that, so it's just making it worse. And they look like Cheeto dust.
Yeah, no, it was really cringy. But she didn't almost like
love
draw
you, Dee-Dee.
More attention to it, and which I kind of loved.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Listen, it's there. You couldn't avoid it.
It's fine.
Okay, so on that tangent. Can we transition into our In Case You Missed It segment where we talk about the good stuff that you did miss? Someone who does wear a shit ton of makeup but somehow pulls it off, in my opinion, is Paige Wright. Do you guys know who she is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay. First of all, when I heard her voice,
I didn't think it was real.
It is 100% real because I went to her husband's Instagram and scroll through, and he has a little video.
Such a
meanwhile,
stalker.
She's talking talking about the people on Reddit, and yeah, she is one of those people on
totally,
Reddit.
Totally, 100%.
I went to her child's teacher's cousin's no, Instagram.
On her husband's Instagram, there's this little video. She's sitting in some booth in a restaurant, and she's singing like a little song or whatever. Just sitting.
Does she have a good singing voice?
I don't remember, but I love her voice. It's so distinct, but it is real. There have been discussions in like Facebook groups that I'm a part of, and when you hear her for the first time,
hey y'all, it's me. It's
yes, yes.
She is cute.
I'm not even gonna try to do it because I'm gonna hurt your ears.
I think she's.
I know she's like 20. She's 26 like, or something.
Oh, is she? No, she's 28? Younger than that.
Really?
Yes, she's younger than that.
Yes, queen.
All I know is that when
she's adorable, but I never would have guessed that she was under.
She's
25.
Early 20s. No, she's younger. She is younger than 26.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Yes,
I never. We might have to ask her. I always thought she was in her 30s till I found out that she was so young. But no, but like her makeup is like literally, you would have to like peel it off. But I don't care. I love her so much. Anytime she gets on stories, the second I hear her voice, like I instantly get happy. I love her voice.
She's does perky. Seem to have one of those, yeah, like those electric personalities.
And yeah,
where you
and
just
wait,
can't
but she's
help
just hilarious.
She turned 22. She posted a picture.
Are
she
you
posted
serious?
A picture
she's
on her.
22?
Yes, she posted a picture. I remember on her birthday. Let me look. And I'm pretty sure she turned 22 with her daughter, or 23. She turned 23.
Oh,
yep. On
Man,
August 12th.
I thought you queued me up for a song.
No, guess you guys. Not. I was gonna say, can we play her voice on here, or will it not like?
No, I definitely think you have to hear it to believe it. I think she is absolutely adorable. She's one of those people like you want to be friends with, but yeah. I just don't know if I could take her in big doses.
Can I try and play it on here?
Yeah,
for 2 seconds. We'll see how this sounds. Sorry if it sucks, guys.
Having a great start to your week. Today, I'm doing another trial session for Paint Lily Boutique. I am super excited to be showing you guys some great fall transitional pieces. I know it is hotter than the devil's kitchen outside.
See, she's hilarious. Like, I think she is
hotter
than the devil's kitchen. She's just herself.
She is. Yeah.
And I feel like she doesn't try and like be anyone else. She's totally over the top, which might not be for some people, but I love it.
I love her style. I think she
adorable.
I'm curious to see what she looks like without makeup. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just want to see what her.
I don't think I've seen a picture of her without makeup, but I feel like she would look really pretty.
Yeah, I feel like she would look really pretty too. She has great hair, and her face is great. It's just
not for nothing. But these influencers that have all these followers, none of them are ugly.
No.
They're all beautiful, attractive
that's
people.
Why
that's why people follow them.
Yes. Pretty people want to follow pretty people.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to go down a page rabbit hole, go to her Instagram and watch her messy bun tutorial. She just, the way she has her little
that was
words
really cute.
And phrases that she uses.
Yeah.
And they just, it cracks me up.
And
I
she only
her.
Has 30,000 followers, which is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is she from? I think she's from like Alabama.
Oh, you don't know where she's from?
No.
Esther the inspector?
I don't know what street she lives on, Wendy.
Esther the investigator? I mean.
We'll report with her address next week.
Well, we might have to just slide into those DMs and ask her.
Yeah. Maybe we could have her on the show.
Yeah.
I want her voice on this show.
I have a client with her same exact voice. I swear to God.
Really?
And it's real. Yes. She's from North Carolina.
Oh, my God. I love
she's
it.
She's really sweet. And she's perky like that. And yeah.
She kind of reminds me of like Dolly Parton kind of.
Dolly's my girl.
I know. Me too.
Paige's style is very cute too.
Yeah.
She's not overdone. Like she's got day-to-day stuff that I feel
sometimes
like I can wear for sure.
She'll do her like neon sweaters and I'm just like, that's cute on you, but not on me. But what she owns it. I love
her. Her little girl's cute too.
Yeah. She's cute.
So. Well, there you have it. She's 23. She is not 30 or
never
whatever.
Never would have guessed.
Well,
never would have
guessed. Well, so the highlight that I was going to make. Mm-hmm. So there's a blogger that I found who's another Southern Lily loving girl. Her name's Emily Ann. So her handle's everything Emily Ann. She's another one that only has 28,000 followers.
Okay.
Only.
I've never heard of her.
Only.
She's cute. I mean, she's more of a body positive influencer. You know, she's not your typical 5'8 rail thin girl. Really, really pretty. I loved on her stories this week. She was doing a how to roll out of bed type of look.
Yeah.
So she had a pajama cami that she was styling.
Oh,
as to
awesome.
Like how to literally roll out of bed and go about your day and
I love that.
Super cute. And I was like,
that's cute.
That's totally relatable. Cause I would, if I had like a really cute cami, I would for sure rock that during the day.
But do you sleep in a bra at night?
No.
Well, no, not a bra. You got to throw a bra on.
Okay.
What kind of a monster sleeps in a bra?
Why would you put a bra? Ugh. I get too hot in the night anyway, so.
No, yeah. I'm lucky if I make it through my front door before I release that boulder holder.
Hell yeah. Oh my God.
Snap. I can't wait. And my husband knows if the bra's off, we're in for the night.
That's right.
That shit is not going back on. Like, we are in.
Yep.
Anyways, she did like three looks with this leopard sleep cami.
Cute.
And it was adorable.
I love
it. And
that.
I loved it. I thought it was.
I'll have to follow her. I've never heard of her.
Everything
Emily Ann.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to look that up. I'm going to jot it down.
Yeah. But she's cute. You know, it's her style is simple, but her feed is bright colors.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's just very fun. And I really liked her.
I'll have to look her.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's a real looker.
I'm just going to stop talking.
Esther's drunk. Somebody help.
What's in that Yeti over there, girl? Water?
Might not be.
It's clear.
Gato season.
Yeah.
S-Z-N.
That's the only way.
So Wendy's, what was your, you were talking earlier about Shop Tallulah?
Yes. So I, you know, jumped the gun, but.
Hey, Maddie Nelson. Yeah, that's right. They're one and the same.
Okay, I didn't even realize that I had that for my this week's. But she has amazing, like this little boutique. Nothing's like crazy priced, super cute, like trendy items, mm-hmm. great quality. I've literally ordered from her, swear to God, like 15 times.
What were your like favorite things? Or do you order stuff like every season?
Well, it comes out like she does one every couple weeks, like on a Tuesday night at like 8 p.m. She's Central Standard Time, so she does it like 7. But yeah, I'll set an alarm to do it.
Oh, wait. So it's like merch drop?
Yes.
Or drop?
Yep.
So it's not like a brick and mortar?
No. And her online boutique, like she's, you can still go to the website and order stuff from Shop Tallulah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, she has really cute stuff. I have this really cute hot pink romper that I'm dying to wear to somewhere, so I need to do something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's so cute.
Girls night.
But I'm telling you, the quality of her stuff is so good. And it's like $35, $45
really?
For stuff. Yeah. And she has all cute, trendy stuff. Y'all definitely, you would love that stuff that she's got.
I'll have to look her up.
Yeah.
So I'm still confused though. Like you can go and shop on Shop Tallulah anytime, but then why do you have to set an alarm?
Because she's doing like new releases, like her new arrivals come and she literally sells out. Oh my God. She sells out so fast.
Really?
Yes. Some of her little beaded bracelets that I've gotten, they're like $15 mm-hmm. for a stack and they sell out. Like her cute jewelry. She's got all that kind of stuff.
No, like
what?
It's not like. I'm getting some MLM vibes.
No, not like that.
No. Okay.
It's definitely like she doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
Just saying.
She has like cute camo joggers or like mm-hmm. a cute, right now she had a pair of like camo joggers with like a leopard waistband. I know that sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. They're super cute. She has a very good style and she carries stuff that she wears. And so she'll style it and you're like, I have to have that.
Yeah.
And she's like, new release is Tuesday. I'm like, gotta get
an alarm.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, she has Tiny Tallulah, so I've ordered Fisher some stuff.
Cute.
Yep.
I love that. That
so,
is cute.
Yeah, so she's got all kinds of stuff. He got some banana pajamas from her and like just really cute stuff. I don't even know what I ordered. That's literally in the mail. So can't wait to
see what it has to show us. Was she influencing?
Yeah.
And then opened up the shop.
No, she started as an influencer. She started her blogging thing, I guess, a couple years ago. And then she had this dream and she was a mom. And she's like, I don't know how I'm going to do it all, but I will. And she's a big Christian person. She's like, I'm just going to put it in the hands of God and let it go.
And
it blew up.
Good for her. That's awesome.
Her husband's like ex-NFL and he helps her. Like he helps run the shop, which I think is really cute.
Yeah,
she takes the kid to the shop. Like,
it's
she,
like a family thing.
Yep. She does it all. But she also gets on her stories and she's like, today was just really hard. Like, I don't have my crap together. Like,
she's real.
She is Whitney. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Did you hear? Okay. Total tangent. But did you hear about Bo? What happened to Bo?
What?
No.
Okay. So they have a place like in South Carolina. They have like a boat and they go out. They were out on the dock on the boat. And now I'm going to butcher it. He was sitting on the boat and she gave him something or I don't know. Anyway, he fell backwards off of the boat into the water. And she said there was like high tide and low tide. And she said it was like medium tide. And all of like the oysters and stuff come up at a certain time.
My gosh.
And he fell and he was trying to push himself back up with his body because she taught him the ISR, which is amazing.
Amazing.
And I guess his foot got stuck in like the oysters and got all cut up and everything. And she was at home.
No.
She was at home and her husband brought Bo up into the bathroom and she said, I was in the tub and I just like heard both of them screaming bloody murder. Oh. She like ran like dripping wet to the other bathroom to find them. And what's her husband's name? I want to say Sean.
Oh, yeah, Sean.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it is anyway, Sean. And okay. He just kept saying like his foot. So she's trying to distract him by like FaceTiming her mom. Cause like Bo loves FaceTime.
Yeah.
And then she calls her friend who's a nurse, and the nurse friend comes over and is like, yeah, his cuts are really, really deep. Oh, so then they went to the hospital and like the poor husband is like so traumatized. She's traumatized. And the husband is like, we're never going back to the doc again, like ever. And Whitney's like, Bo, do you want to go back to the doc? He's like, yeah, I want to go back to the doc. Like apparently he was like just a little trooper, like just like saying he's not even in pain. Anyway,
that's crazy.
I know.
As a mom,
I cannot imagine.
Oh my God. You think of like the worst things that could happen. And then stuff like that happens and you're like,
I'm a freak about my dog. Yeah. I could not imagine having a human child. I would be terrified.
And you do like try to do everything you can to protect them. It's crazy.
I'm going to be a terrible mom.
No, you will not. It's weird.
Buck things up, come kid. Put on your big boy pants.
Are you bleeding?
You're fine.
Is your foot hanging on?
Yeah. That was a tangent.
Yeah.
Speaking of bleeding, what? That can lead us.
That can
lead us into our swipe up segment.
Okay.
I'm slightly terrified.
Oh, the Billy Razor? Yes. That's perfect.
Okay.
They're so sharp, you'll cut your leg.
So the thing that I swiped up on recently was the Billy Razor because Sister Studio was talking about it. Actually, everyone's talking about it. Now, Katie's talking. Everyone is.
Everybody.
But Jen was talking about it originally, and she had posted like 50 different screenshots of all of her followers saying how amazing it was. And I was like,
Jen Reed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I got it. It was like $9 and it comes with the handle and two blades. And the thing that I loved about it was it comes with like a little magnetic bit and it's like sticky on one side. You put it on your shower wall and then the razor just magnetics to the...
Oh, that's neat. What,
is magnetic a word?
If you can spell it, it's a word.
It sticks to it. I don't know, whatever. And then, so apparently it's like, she was saying how she didn't shave for 5 days. It was like so amazing and everything. So I was like, okay, well, obviously I have to try this. So I tried it. My review was, it wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. It was like I got a good shave. I had like
you use it prickly's. On your legs?
Yeah, I had prickly's like the next day. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what everyone's
freaking
out about.
Do you normally have prickly's the next day?
Yeah, I don't know. I take collagen. My hair grows fast.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, it's a razor,
right?
Like,
I know.
Special,
but like, it's not laser hair removal.
Like, why do people like act like it's the like blades?
Because they're getting paid.
Shave you the same way.
That's like, why.
It doesn't matter. Like a 5-blade razor is going to, like whether it's Billy or like Gillette,
right?
It's going to shave the same. Hair grows at the same rate. Right. So like a razor's not going to make you not to shave faster.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a closer shave.
Right.
So that each blade essentially is going to be after the other one. Mm-hmm. So you would think 5 blades deep. You know, for lack of better words. But I feel like the Venus razor is great for those. Like that has a little strip around it. And you don't have to like do anything.
I use the Bic disposable. Oh. Like
I use that trimmer one. What? You know, in the commercials where they like the trim the bushes?
Yeah.
No. What?
It's double-sided. There's a regular razor on one side. And then on the other side is like
a
little.
Is it battery operated?
Yeah. It's like
and
a
it
little.
Gets close?
Battery operated. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
Well, I like the little Venus that has the little strip around it because I don't have to like lather my legs up and
it's good. That, it's fine. I'm probably not going to subscribe to it. It's
but you tried
whatever.
It.
Yeah. But I didn't see what the big deal was. But yeah, I don't know. That's just my take.
All right. Well, my swipe up product I'm raving about. So as I was talking about with my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big boobs. Big boob problems, right? I live in the South. It's hot as fuck.
And humid.
Mm-hmm. And I can't take the tit sweat. Literally, I can't take it anymore. I'm losing my mind. I got swamp ass. I got tit sweat.
Swoobs. Sweaty boobs. Swoobs.
There you go.
Listen, I'm rocking swoobs all day long. I can't wait for the fall. Anyways, so She's not a fashion influencer, but Heather McMahon. Do you guys know Heather McMahon?
Yes. Okay. I love her.
Love her. I'm obsessed. I feel like we're best friends. She doesn't know it yet. Hey, Heather, shout out, girl. So she is always talking about Mega Babe products.
Okay.
So Mega Babe's first product, which I bought a long time ago when they first launched, was, it looks like a deodorant stick, but it's for your thighs.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
Like, so you like rub it up in between your thighs.
Like for chub rub?
Hell yeah.
Shut up. When I was pregnant, I had to get baby powder and put, oh my God.
Yeah. So it's this stick. It's genius. Anyways, so I don't know if it's a brand new product from them or if I'm just learning about it, but they have body dust. Bust dust. That's bust what it's dust. Called.
Okay.
So it's talc. It's a talc-free powder with aloe and lavender for your tit sweat.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
Do you like it? Have you used it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Life
saver, game changer.
I need to get some.
And it smells good?
It smells so
my
good.
My boobs. See, my boobs aren't big, but they're sagging after a kid. So yeah. I'm sure I could use it
I'm
then too.
I'm pretty sure like everyone, big or small, has some sort
if
of boob sweat.
If you wear a bra, it you doesn't matter it? Yeah. if you have bee stings or you have or you have tits like mine. If you have boobs and you wear a bra,
you need it.
You need it.
Okay.
Because even if you have little boobs, the underwire, it rubs, right? Sure. You're still sweating. Yeah. It's still fucking hot.
Where do you
hot.
Get it?
Yeah.
So I got mine at Ulta.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to like wait for it to come online. You can go to the store.
No. I mean, everyone's got codes. I know Heather's probably got a code out there. Sorry, Heather. I should have looked for it before. But
it's 2019. People can do their own damn research. We're not influencers, remember?
I was in the checkout line at Ulta and saw it and said, hell yeah, mama's got to try that. And it's awesome. So next time, Heather, I'll use your code.
And you're sold.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yep.
I'm for sure going to try it.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah.
Report back next week.
I will. I really will because I need to go there anyway. My swipe up is actually not a product, but it's the Ford and Wyatt Mama's My Girl t-shirt. And it just came back in stock. I got the email, I think, today, actually. But it is the cutest little shirt. And I love their stuff anyway. I've got a sweatshirt that says Raising Boys that circulated last year that the influencers were wearing. And then the Mama's My Girl. I think actually I saw it on Maddie Nelson's. Yeah, it's so stinking cute. And I put it on Fisher. It fits super cute, like for a boy or a girl, but it's kind of like a little bit wider neck. I'm like, he can wear it until he's like, you know, 16, because mama is his girl. But little belly shirt, who cares? But they have the cutest stuff, and I love that. And like I said, I think I got the email today that it just came back in stock.
Aw.
Yeah.
Nice.
So for like all of our mom listeners,
there you go.
Do they make dog clothes?
No.
We have dog kids.
No, but they have like cute like Raising Girls, Raising Boys. Gosh, what are some of their other catchphrases?
I'm gonna make a shirt for us. Raising Woofers.
Yes.
Hey, Target has a shirt I think right now that says
Dog Mom.
Oh,
the one that I'm literally wearing right now.
You shop at Target, how basic.
I know.
Target, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys have been troopers. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to us, coming back.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for being there through all the drama yesterday.
Yes.
Had our heart rate up. We burned a lot of calories yesterday.
You can see what we're up to on Instagram. You can follow the podcast at Swiping Up, where you'll find just funny memes, quotes, and the collages that will never go away.
Yep, the bib collages are still there.
Yeah, they're not going away. You can follow me on Instagram at Esther So Extra.
You can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me at Wendy Being Basic.
And don't
thanks for tuning in. Yep. And don't forget to hashtag embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.